Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We're rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. And this season, season 24, we are doing it in a soft but not sloppy way. And we hope that you've been tuning into the last, I don't know, six or seven episodes as we unpack this idea of still doing what needs to get done, but giving ourselves a break in some way. Today, I'm keen to talk about weekly rhythms that honor real life. And so, Shay, I hope you're in the mood to talk about that.
You know how sometimes the topics land perfectly where we're not doing so great?
Yeah.
Okay. Just everyone be prepared.
Maybe that's why I want to talk about it. So I think, you know, I like this idea of structure that serves and doesn't suffocate. So let's talk about being soft with ourselves, serving our schedule, the family schedule, and being able to breathe at the same time. Yay! Today's episode and this season is brought to you by Dry Farm Wines. And you can find them at dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. That's what you need to remember, /homemakerchic, because when you use that link, which you can find in our show notes on whatever platform you're listening to right now, you're going to get an extra bottle for a penny when you place a first-time order. So you can subscribe and have the wine shipped to your house every month. You can try it just one time. You can get 3 bottles, 6 bottles, 12, all plus that extra bottle. And the reason you want to do this is because these are we haven't used this word in a long time, but biodynamic, organic wines. Biodynamic means they're planting by the moon, which I think is so cool. I learned about that as a gardener a long time ago. Organic, we know what that means. No pesticides. The cool thing about Dry Farm is on their label, they're actually showing you what's inside the bottle. So there's no residual sugars. There's no purple dye. There's none of the up to 70 some odd ingredients that your grocery store wine can include with permission from the government without telling you. So transparent, delicious, low sugar, low alcohol wines. We want you to give them a try. They've been a longtime sponsor of this show, and these wines are brought to you from family farms all around the world. So tiny little chateaus, everything we all love, those little vineyards in Italy and South America and Europe. Give them a try. dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic.
We would also like to thank Branch Basics for being a sponsor of Homemaker Chic Podcast. Look, we're talking about keeping schedules. Cleaning your home is going to be part of that schedule, whether you like it or not. And you can use the code Homemaker Chic, all one word, for 15% off your starter kit with Branch Basics. So here's how it works. You visit Branch Basics, you get the collection of bottles. There's one for your bathroom. There's an all-purpose one. There's a streak-free one through your windows. There's laundry detergent. And you get a cleaner concentrate. You take that cleaner concentrate. You put a little bit, a teeny little bit, in all these different bottles. Fill the rest up with water. And you now have such a wonderful cleaner that's non-toxic, hypoallergenic, free of fragrances, free of hormone disruptors, free of preservatives, and is safe for baby and your pet. This cleaner is really, really clean. It's cost effective and it works. And you can get your starter kit for 15% off by using the code HOMEMAKERCHIC at branchbasics.com. I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
Speaking of scheduling, yesterday we had on our schedule for me to take Georgia in for her follow-up appointment with her doctor. And this was this, if you follow my Substack, this was sort of this follow-up to food intolerance testing that we had done because we'd been dealing with some health issues that we couldn't quite put our finger on. For all the things that you can like Google and all the information and knowledge that, you know, you and I have gathered over 15 years, 20 years of parenting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you're like, I actually need an expert. I need somebody. Anyway, so we go in and we go to this appointment and we find out that yes, just as we suspected, she is dairy intolerant. And much to many Italians that I know, much to their chagrin, you can't just take a pill to digest it. Okay, we could talk about that later. Here's my point. My point is that she gave me a list of all the things that dairy is in and all the different names that it goes under. And I liken myself pretty smart about these sorts of things, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, I can see things like whey, things that some people don't know. For example, she had to put on the list because she got asked so many times, are eggs dairy?
Holy Moses.
So here are the things that are dairy. Here are the things that are not dairy.
Okay.
What blew my mind was that there were dairy on things that you would have no idea about. And I wish I had the list in front of me, but the one that sticks out in my mind is baby carrots.
I'm sorry, what?
They actually use, I'm going to get this wrong, but you can Google it. There's some form of dairy that they use to coat these baby carrots. And that's kind of what gives it almost them that like slimy sort of ish feeling. It's yeah, also on.
I open a package. I'm like, are these gone over?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is like, I never bought baby carrots because of the slime thing. And I was just like,
crackheads.
I wasn't sure why. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I was just like, I don't know how they're doing that. Whatever's happening here. But you just look on the ingredients and it just says carrots. That's what my point is.
So not cool.
It's so not cool. And I could not believe this list she gave me. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And because a lot of what they put on there is like, you know, it's all weird scientific-y stuff. It's all done in this lab and it's grown. These are particular components that are grown on dairy cultures. And so they'll use dairy as the root thing. They'll grow this culture and then they'll use the thing to do the thing. I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole about this kind of stuff. But if you have intolerances to really common things like mushrooms or potatoes or dairy, packaged food, any sort of packaged food, out, totally gone. It blows my mind what they don't have to label.
Yeah, what they I don't heard have to label. A long time. Like I got savvy to this like over 20 years ago. I heard something about canned foods and there's massive amounts of ingredients they don't have to list on canned foods.
Why? Like what? I've never heard this. I don't think.
They just don't have to. Just like wine. They don't have to list.
I don't understand it. It's just so confusing to me.
I mean, think about the wine thing. Think about people that are like, okay, I'm going to have this, even if it's not organic, I'm going to have this mm-hmm. product from the earth. It's fermented, you know, like it's this
yeah.
craft, blah, 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 blah. A lot of people would be really ticked off if they saw like purple dye on the,
right.
you know, lots of people just think their teeth turn purple because it was a good grape. You know, that was a
yeah.
great.
No, it's
skin or whatever.
Yeah, anyway, it's like, a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And so Georgia also had this intolerance of like there are certain combinations that people don't do well with together. They're fine with them separate, but you put them together and it's no good. And she had one of these. And one of them was potatoes. And I didn't know this either. So just put this in your back pocket. Anytime you have a synthetic vitamin B, it's grown on potatoes. It's a potato culture. Just like I also have an aversion to potatoes. I can't take penicillin or I explode. I break out in massive hives. So why? Because they're grown. I didn't know this until years later when all of my dots were connecting. They're grown on a potato culture. All psyllins are a potato-based antibiotic. So
you don't eat potatoes?
Well, I'm changing my tune on this a little bit. I'm changing my tune on this a little bit because I went to a doctor. This was like 10 years ago. And she's like, you cannot digest potatoes. And I was like, but I eat them and I'm fine. And I like them. And also I had a ton of little kids. We were really eating primarily only food that we grew,
right,
which includes a lot of potatoes when you live in Washington. Okay. And so I sort of took it with a grain of salt and I just thought I got bigger fish to fry. And I did. I was pregnant. I was dealing with nursing. I was trying to do calories. I was trying to recover my body. I had a lot of issues that I was working on. Uh-huh. So that was sort of like, I shelved it for a while, but I knew it was accurate. I know people have different opinions about these food intolerance tests, but I knew it was accurate because I'd already reacted to penicillin twice. And so once this whole thing kind of comes full circle, I'm thinking, okay, no, this actually makes total sense. So what this doctor told me was that basically anytime you're intolerant to something, it doesn't mean you're allergic to it. So you can eat it. The problem is it's like poison where it builds up, builds up, builds up. It's like slow dosing yourself with it, you know, whatever. And over then long-term, it causes problems. Long-term, it causes gut issues, which I am dealing with now. Thank you, Christy, for helping me. And so when you recognize these things, you can sort of nip them in the bud. But the problem is it's not like you go into anaphylactic shock. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, really easy to just ignore these sorts of things. Anyway, all that's to say, now you wouldn't know, but B vitamins are cultured on potatoes. And so if you do have a potato aversion, all enriched flour, because they take out the wheat germ, they're processed. This is a processed food, enriched flour. Then they add in niacin, which is a no-no, riboflavin, synthetic vitamin B. And all of these are grown on these little cultures that you would just have no idea are a problem. And we're talking about like dry farm wines, right? Like all the things that wine companies do not have to label. And I went to Costco last night and I'm just looking around thinking, y'all are poisoning us. This is all poison.
I feel like every time I go to the grocery store, it gets worse. Like, well, I can't eat that and I can't buy that. I mean, there's so much, you know, a lot of times when people say, what do you eat? I said, it's probably more about what I don't eat.
Yes. Probably about more what you don't eat. There are apps. If you're trying to avoid something like there, if you have a dairy intolerance, mm-hmm. there are apps. I learned about this from a friend of mine in Italy who is dairy intolerant. And Italy is a difficult place to be dairy intolerant, as you can imagine, because it's in everything. There's cheese in everything, especially as you start to get further north, right? You get into a lot of butter. But she has an app and you put in what your aversions are. And what you realize is that it's actually pretty brand specific. Mm. So even certain vitamins are grown on dairy cultures a lot. It's a really common thing. Even like Highland cell salts are grown on dairy cultures. And so if you're trying to just... basically, it's just a kindness to your body to say, look, I know you don't feel well, or I know that this causes you problems, even if it's not like hives or something really dramatic. It's like low dose, low dose, low dose.
Yeah. Yeah,
but then over time,
and for the explosive diarrhea or the
hives. Now something's wrong. It's like we and wait for the check engine light's been flashing. Okay. Yeah. Flash. And all of a sudden it's like when your transmission
vitamins too. Yeah. And then like throw in a good old gene mutation to that. You're not even processing those B vitamins are mm-hmm. not methylated,
mm-hmm.
you know? Oh my gosh.
And also I'll just say this. I think we can really look with pie eyes. At the pie eyes. What am I trying to say?
Rose colored.
How does it come out right?
Eyes.
Pie in the sky. I don't know. I can't think of where that was. It's tied to something. Yeah. We can look back at history and think, oh, well, how come they could just da 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 da? this is apples to oranges for starters, because of the things that we're exposed to, not only in our adult life, but like in utero. You know, we come from a generation whose parents were sprayed with DDT. Okay. Like, yeah, we're not having the same conversation. The food is obviously grown differently. And also, you guys, people were sick back then and people did die.
Yeah.
They died from things and they died young from things and they were not always well. You know, people were sickly.
Right. Was it malnutritioned?
Malnutritioned.
Just even from lack of variety or, you know, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Can I geek out on this just for a microsecond and then we can get into the schedule? Okay. So one of the, if you have a food intolerance that's undiagnosed, one of the long-term effects of that is malnutrition. So as much dairy as Georgia was eating, which was a lot, she was extremely calcium deficient. Because when you basically are putting this stressor on your body over and over and over again, and it gets to the point where it can't absorb what you're giving it. And we call it chicken skin, but have you ever seen that, like, bumps on the back of your arm?
All my kids, we all have that. It flares up, it gets worse, it gets better.
Angela.
Mine is better now that I'm older. But even in my 20s and teens and kids, oh my gosh, I hated it. I always envied people that just had smooth arms. So tell me the horrible news, Shay.
Okay, the horrible news is this is an essential fatty acid deficiency.
Oh, goody.
And it's really easy to cure, but it means that your body is not absorbing the fatty acids that you're giving to it. So, in George's case, the solution was so simple. It was just taking bee pollen. Bee pollen is nature's number one source of B vitamins. Not synthetic, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're not grown on potatoes. It's just bee pollen. You take a teaspoon of it twice a day to, like, front load your body with a bunch of it. And then, like, you do a sustaining dose. But it's incredible how just knowing the right pieces. Again, by the way, not a doctor. Okay, this is coming from my doctor for my situation.
Oh, doing that
specifically. So Georgia has been doing this for about 3 weeks from when we first went to when, like, she said, it doesn't matter what you're intolerant to, the bee pollen is gonna cover this. Anyway, and now it's just like it's just gone. And her calcium levels. Kids
that would be so happy if they got rid of.
Yeah, her calcium levels are increasing. And the only thing she's done is not do something.
Good grief.
Okay, so actually, maybe this can be our segue into the schedule. I'm sorry, yeah, I totally hijacked the topic. But the doctor said, the sad thing about food intolerances is that people don't like them because people like to do stuff. What are you doing for your health? Man, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. What they don't like to say is, I'm just not doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like what Darla mentioned with, like, the easy answer a few weeks ago. Like, the look that really, like, less screen time, go for a walk, drink your water,
you know, lame,
go to sleep.
Yeah, like, lame. I want to talk about coffee enemas or, like,
right, exactly.
Something dramatic and cool sounding and, like, something I can really shock people with. But it's really lame to be like, I just don't eat potatoes, right? Like, that doesn't, it doesn't feel like you're doing something that's super proactive. And I think the same is true for schedules. There we go. I made it there in the end, you guys. It's really easy to look at an incredibly full calendar and say, like, look at all these things I am doing. Can't you see how busy I am? Which feels a lot better than, actually, I kept my afternoon clear today. Totally clear. For what? I'm not sure.
Dang.
You know.
Yeah.
And listen, this is preaching to the choir here. Mm-hmm. Because I told you this last week, Angela. I did have a little bit of wiggle room in my work schedule. So I called a company that I work with and I said, okay, I got some space. So, like, give me the next thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, stop, you're done then. And I didn't like, why, what is that? What is that like need? Is it come from being a mom where you're just like throwing in laundry while it's nap time and right, you get used to sort of having to double dip things, nursing and like responding to emails at the same time. What is that?
I think it's the culture. I think it's being a mother. I mean, we've got a culture that as much as people like you and I think we've opted out of certain things, we still live in a culture that prizes busyness. And you're a doer. I'm a doer. I don't care to relax until the end of the day, but there is a difference between relaxing and just not having every minute jam-packed, just having minutes or moments and hours of that aren't scheduled. And I think it's just really easy to think like that's lazy and the time is now. And gosh, yeah. Just like everything has to be an accomplishment or, you know, a free moment used effectively. And I think the effective word is important because we've lost probably sight on what is effective. It's not only forward motion that's effective, or it's not always action that's effective. Non-action can be forward motion and non-action can be effective. I don't know. It's just, I think we just have this idea of, like you said, if there's a downtime, fill it. Can I listen to a podcast while I fold laundry? Can I do this while I do that? Well, what would I do if there's a few extra hours? Oh, that's when I could finally organize my closet, you know, like, mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this idea of having a soft schedule, it's not laziness. It is a soft schedule is alive. And I think we just have this fear of getting behind, probably because we are behind and we will always be behind because that's the lie that we will arrive someday and be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that ties into where I think we really get off track, which is like the emotional manipulation, the emotional lie, the emotional side of productivity. Right? So like if your value that you've given to your day is tied into what you can look back on your day and say, hey, look, I did this and I did this and I did this. There are going to be some days that are going to be pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those yesterday, by the way. Had a to-do list a mile long. And then I have this little thing called a family. I don't know if you have one of those, but I sat down to write, right? This is my office. I'm in my office right now. I sat down to write, to do my work. I got a big list of work I got to get done yesterday. And I typed one sentence. And in that one sentence, I had three people come into my office. This is why, by the way, I think a lot of moms keep schedules is because there's fragmented thoughts, so many fragmented thoughts. And if our worth is still tied to how much we do, but all of what we need to do is just in these little pieces, right, in our brains circulating around, then we get to the end of the day, we feel like we haven't done anything. We feel like we're worthless. We didn't earn our keep. We didn't make things better. Maybe we didn't make things more beautiful. Maybe this was just a day where you just tried to keep the boat from crashing.
Right. Right. I think for mothers in particular, it's really dangerous ground.
It is dangerous
ground. Because just being a mother is good enough.
Just being a mother.
You know, I use the word just.
I know.
I'm using the word just.
I know.
Like, it's, we think we have to do all these other things to like validate being at home with kids being with kids, you know, like heaven forbid, just being on hand and present to whip out a Band-Aid or, you know, answer their question or whatever. That is actually the job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to add to it. That's actually the thing.
Mm-hmm. But most moms do.
Yeah.
Most moms do. You know, even if it's just like coaching the soccer team, right? Mm-hmm. Or volunteering for this or hosting a birthday party, or most moms do. So then if they do, how do they schedule? Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Copy. If they do have other things, how do they? This is such a big conversation because, oh, by the way, your kids change every 3 months. Every 3 months, new family. Okay. New family system. Right. So and such can read now. So, how do you manage this? Like, maybe we should actually start with the pragmatic pieces of like, what does your schedule, how do you actually keep a schedule? Do you keep it digitally? Do you keep it in a notebook?
Well, I mean, a schedule, I just don't want that word in my life.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I mean, I guess that's what it is. There's certain things I typically do on certain days.
Okay.
But
does anyone really know what hormones do? Most women are left so confused about what this means for them. Let's leave behind the confusion as we head into the holiday season. An award-winning German nutrition scientist created a powerful herbal formula called Hormone Harmony. This combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one single capsule. Each one of these ingredients is carefully selected based on scientific evidence and has been proven effective in clinical studies for women of various ages and hormonal profiles. Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormone imbalances. The company surveyed 1,800 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% said they're feeling like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying that they'd gladly recommend it to their friends and family. You can try Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your first order with code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. But where do you put your to-do list? Where do you put your...
If I write it down, it's, you know, it's on a notepad here on my desk or maybe in notes on my phone. I do use Google Calendar.
Okay.
Keep like a date book, but Google Calendar is like the easiest for me right now. Lots of orthodontists and things where I'm standing at a counter and I don't want the little card, I'll lose it. So I use Google Calendar and I'll type it in. And then we share that as a family.
Okay.
You know, so everyone can see it.
Yeah.
Some people look at it more than others and I'm like, it's on my calendar.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like it's more of a rhythm than a schedule. I feel like I keep more of a rhythm than a schedule.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I just feel like the minute I try to get, I mean, I like order the minute, but I just find like the minute I try to get really locked in and okay, like this and this time and then this and that this, like when the minute I bring that rigidity in, someone gets the flu. Or going somewhere and it's just like over it's and then that makes me feel like gosh I'll never get this figured out. So I feel like it's a little bit more, I feel like my weeks like have this rhythm and sometimes it can speed up and sometimes it can slow down, but it's pretty similar. We're walking and I have to talk to myself all the time about gaps, like, you know, I got my work done for the week. For example, my job has a certain amount of things I do every week, and I got it done really early this week. I just was like, oh, okay, is that okay? Do I actually now just have space to be? I don't have to assign anything to the free space. I'm not going to make a plan for the, I'm just here in my home being mom. Whatever I feel like doing, I can put my hand to. Is that okay? I have to, I sadly get a lot of value. I find a lot of worth in what I've accomplished. That's very toxic, super toxic. I feel like I need to prove to people, like I'll catch myself telling my husband everything I've gotten done. And it's because the little firstborn in me wants like a little, good job. I'm always working on like trying to push my value apart from what I get done, like try to keep them. It's a problem.
Yeah. I do the same thing with the state of things.
Oh yeah. I get yes.
That's mine. Like,
yeah.
If the floors are cleaned and there's supper on the stove and kids have socks, I'm good. I've done a really good job.
Yes. And I the state of things is attached to how good of a mom I think I am.
Yes. How good at everything.
Because I want my kids to be raised in a certain environment. And like my therapist legit had to tell me, you can still be a good mom with dirty toilets. Because I was just dumping on her one day and she's like, you're wrong. This is very skewed. This will give us something to talk about for the next few weeks, because mm-hmm. you can be a good mom and have laundry piles, and you can be a good mom and maybe because there's so many people in the house and whatever, the bathrooms just never quite look the way you want them to. And I'm over here like, but my kids deserve a clean bathroom. Like I was raised with a clean bathroom. I told my mom the other day, I said, Mom, I do not know what sort of superpowers you had, but I just don't remember toothpaste globs in the sink. I don't remember like laundry stacking up. Ever.
And well, she also had half the children.
She has half the amount of children I have.
Half.
Half the amount. And my dad was very neat. So my husband is not very neat. You know, it's
yeah.
So she just said, I never was like, hey, could you get your socks out of here, please? You know, she never had to say that those kind of things to him or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. I want to come back. I want to come back to this.
Yeah, we should.
Especially. Yes. I want to say thank you to Toops & Co, but I want you to remind me to come back to this idea that you can be a good mom when your toilets are dirty. You can also be a good mom when your kids see you work, when you have to actually pause to work.
Yeah, because there's a crap ton of guilt attached to that, too.
Okay. Toops & Co. We love you, and thank you for being a sponsor of Homemaker's Chic podcast. You can shop toopsandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off. Look, after Georgia and I left the doctor's office, I went to Target because I had to get my hair gel that I like. And Georgia texts me, can you grab me some face wash while you're there? So I go to the face wash section, you guys, and I just walk through and I walk immediately out, and I texted her and I said, nope, you're going to use Toops' cleansing oil, because I had just restocked on sea buckthorn cleansing oil because the ingredients are so clean. There are no toxins. There are no fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial fragrances. There are no synthetic chemicals, no gross preservatives. All of the products are made in the United States, and the ingredients are sustainable, and the ingredients are fair trade, and they are clean. And that's really, really important, because we put so much effort into treating ourselves well, treating our bodies well, and our skin is part of that system. So when you visit toopsandco.com and use the code HMC10, you can shop their makeups, I have, like, you guys know I love my blushing bride. You can shop their face cleaners, the Sea Buckthorn cleansing oil, all of the soaps. I love the French clay soap. And you don't have to worry. No preservatives, no nothing. Go look at the ingredients. Go read the reviews. Shop the luminizers, the bronzers, all without any sort of artificial fragrances or preservatives or anything to undo all that beautiful work that you're doing for your body. So tubesandco.com is where you can go and use the code HMC10 for 10% off.
Right. While you're shopping, I also want you to go to AmericanBlossomLinens.com for beautiful linens for your beds, the end of your sofas, throw blankets, baby blankets, all sorts of good things at AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And we have a big movement in our culture to shop America. And these products are made from cotton grown right here in the United States. The factory is right here in the United States. You're not paying for the carbon footprint cargo coming in from around the world. A fabulous company, fabulous people. We know the owners. They are wonderful, wonderful people, Janet and her team. And they have extended a coupon code to you for 20% off. So you can use that code SOFT20 for 20% off. It's time to get yourself some fresh sheets for summer. You know how good that feels after a day of gardening? Nice, clean sheets from American Blossom Linens. Use the code SOFT20 and visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Okay, guilt for dirty toilets, guilt for work.
Guilt for work. So yesterday, feeling a little strained by the schedule. Mm-hmm. You think summer, and I don't like this. I don't like living like this. So through my tears, my actual physical tears, I said, I don't want to live like this. Just the way that the days fall sometimes it is out of your control. So-and-so has a dentist appointment. So-and-so has a doctor's appointment. Oh, the water delivery got moved or whatever. The sheep water needs to be changed. There are endless things that sometimes they just clog up. Like, it just happens, right? And I was just lamenting that I don't want to live where I can't look at my schedule and see a 2-hour time chunk anywhere. Until July. I'm exaggerating, but you understand my point. Like, there are some people who don't mind actually having a schedule like that. There are some people who don't mind who are listening right now, and Godspeed, soldier. I am not created to function in that same way. So in my final free night until our trip back from North Carolina, in our final night free, I had to film a YouTube video. Mm. That's what I had to do. And the guilt of, like, sorry, kids, I can't just make you dinner.
Yeah.
I have to make you dinner and I'm going to film it. And I love my work. I don't have any guilt about doing that. I think the work that we get to do in our homes is incredible. My grandpa worked in the coal mines, so things are pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I have perspective of that. But you know what? I made a beautiful dinner. Beautiful dinner. We ate it outside. It was fantastic. One of those just family lovely moments. And I thought, okay, that was all in your head. They actually didn't care at all.
Yeah.
They're so happy you made them this beautiful dinner. They were so happy. Yeah. So it was a good reminder to let go of that guilt. And, you know, my hope is when they're older, they'll say, I remember my mom working really hard. Because most people have to.
Right.
We're not aristocrats. We don't come from an upper crust family. So we are working class people. And they're also going to need to know how to work, I guess.
There's a lot that goes on in your head. Sometimes I'll say, sorry, mom's got to do whatever. And we don't care, mm-hmm. Especially if they're fed.
That's what I mean. That's the only difference.
Is the big thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's the only difference around here. But, you know, I think everybody's situation is going to be different. Everybody's going to kind of have their own little pinch points of here's where things get off the track in our home. Even if you live alone, you know, even when I lived alone in an apartment when I was in college, you were talking about your weeks having a rhythm. My week had a rhythm. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were these really big school days, and I would just be working all the time. Thursdays, I would clean my apartment, and this was when Febreze was new. And I was just like, loved that Febreze. It was brand new. It eats odors wet. We've never seen anything like this. Anyway, I would water my plants and dust my shelves. And then Fridays, I would go to the grocery store. So I always had beautiful food for the weekend. And, you know, even then the weeks had a rhythm. So whether even if people are living alone, like these are still things that we have to take into account. For sure. What is the weekly rhythm that the listeners can take and personalize? Mm-hmm. You know, I love the idea of having a laundry day, but when you have a lot of children, you have laundry weeks. It's laundry week again.
Laundry weeks. Well, or like, you know, in our house, and I think yours too, each child can have their own laundry day.
Each child has their own day.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
And that, you know, nothing that's great and that works, and then it will fall away. People will forget their laundry day, or someone will start yelling.
Yeah.
Stop still in the dryer.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where this soft idea comes in with the schedule. Is like, you can have parameters. Okay. Like, just like we're always talking about like our feminine cycle on the show. This week is going to be more intense. This week I'm more cozy. Like, you've got this ebb and flow and sort of rhythm to everything. Mm. I think you can set a structure for your home, and you can set laundry day, and you can set, in our house, Friday night is pizza night, you know, and then you can expect it to ebb and flow. I think if you come in like, okay, now that I've got it written down, now that I've sharpied it on poster board or written it on the chalkboard or put it in the family notebook or sent, you know, shared it to notes with everyone, like now it shall be.
Now it shall be forever.
That rigidity is what causes a lot of stress. And the softness comes in. You can say, here's the ideal. Here's what we're going to try to do, and the discipline and the habits that we're going to try to create, or the things we like to do on certain days.
Yeah. But
you know what? We're also alive, living this thing called life.
Yes.
And people get sick, pets get lost, company comes by unexpectedly, roofs blow off in a windstorm, you know, like just whatever it is. And so we can adapt, and we can just, you know, like you'll say, you know, when you and I have those like funny conversations, and we'll go like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
And you'll go 100%.
Cento per cento.
Right. So I think that's the softness that comes in, is where you have like this soft structure blueprint, but you're a realist, and it's okay. And that is, if you come into it like expecting, I don't mean like expecting negativity, but yeah, like expecting, then you're not shocked. You're not like completely 2x4 sideswiped by when your little precious schedule gets screwed up.
Yeah. Okay. And you do this for long enough, and you actually, there are pieces of that you do learn you can mitigate. So like, there is a reason when you Google things like this, that homemaking blogs will say like, ooh, and then stick an extra quiche in the freezer, because you never know. Mm-hmm. Right? Have matches, because you never know. Right? Like, homemakers have done a really good job to learn how to mitigate some of those things, right? Like, this is even like Dave Ramsey-esque, like have $1,000 as your ground zero in your checking account. Why? Because you never know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, life is going, it's like dodging snowballs, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not because you're doing something wrong, but because I think I do this, I still do this. It's a real problem. It's a real problem. There is this fantasy that someday you're going to be caught up. Everything's going to be as it should be. the to-do list is going to be completed, and that day will come, but you will be dead. Happy Monday. It's Happy Monday, my friends.
And we all know that. We've all gotten the house ready for company or nested before having a baby. And you're like, oh, this is it. And now it shall stay like this forever. And you're like, nobody move.
There's a reason I think that the Lord has us.
Nobody make a meal.
That's the thing. That whole breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like the human body has to eat all these times.
Dang it.
That was the real ultimate, like, jab, right? Rib jab. Like, see, you think you've got your life together? Mm-hmm. Try making lunch. Clean the house and then make lunch.
Right.
And I don't know about you. Like, again, we're creating this environment in our homes. When I clean the kitchen, I've been trying really hard. I work in the kitchen. I film in the kitchen. I take pictures in the kitchen for my work. And so when I go in and it's just Hiroshima in there,
yeah.
It's upsetting to me. So I try really hard to keep it clean. I don't know about your kids, but my kids are absolute moths to a flame. They see that clean counter and all they can think about is peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mine's like the baker's. Can you bake something?
Yeah. I can't wait. One of my kids has a little fondue pot. She just melts chocolate chips and dips things in chocolate. Clean counter. I think that needs some fondue up in here. It's maddening.
You know, I love to keep my stovetop clean. Like I like to keep Luca sparkling. I don't know. Like, let's make quesadillas and let's start the sprinkle of cheese way out here. Sprinkle it all the way in.
Yeah.
So it can melt to the stainless steel.
Yeah.
And then remelt.
Yes.
And then remelt till it becomes one with the stainless by 5 p.m. Yeah.
Okay. This is reality. Our weeks ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. Our seasons of life ebb and flow. We kind of need to be married to our principles and not our methods, right? Like, mm-hmm. For example, print the principle, like we go to church on Sunday. It don't matter what state the house is in. We go.
Right.
So we're married to certain principles. Mm-hmm. There's the reality of the actual situation, which is we are a working at home family. We are a homeschooling family. Right. Mm-hmm. So all that set aside. How do we live in a way, taking all of that into account, where we don't lose it? So I'm thinking out loud about when I do make a nice dinner, which I try to do as often as I can. Stu and I have a beautiful glass of wine. We're sitting outside. Yes, there's laundry piled up. Yes, I could mop the floors. Yes, I still need to account for this thing or that thing. But like, there are these real pockets of like nourishment where you say, okay, yeah, I know it's there. It'll be there in 15 minutes. It'll be there tomorrow. But this thing I'm going to do, because this thing is actually what charges me to do all these other pieces.
Right.
What is that thing?
I think the litmus test is, you know, again, like what Darla talked about, like your body's over here, like, hey, psst, psst. I have to pee. You know?
Yeah.
I think when we get like frazzled and upset, like probably should say, when is the last time you just went and sat in the courtyard with your husband? Mm-hmm. Have you done that? Have you just sat on the couch next to a child today? Mm-hmm. Or have you been just so focused on burning through your list?
Right.
Have you just said, hey, you want to walk down the driveway with me, kiddo? Like, have you done anything to create a sense of community in your home? Or are you just being a freaking martyr all day long? Mm-hmm. Have you gone and refueled, recharged with the people that you supposedly are doing all this for?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that? This came across my social media years ago, and it was a mom challenging other moms. When your kids hug you, mm-hmm. You don't be the first to let go. You just hug them until they naturally let go. And it is a very fun little experiment to do. And I tell myself that every time a kid hugs me, like, this is, you know how sometimes moms know what I'm talking about, your kid's against you. And it's like, there's like this soul fusion. There's like this, like, I don't really even know how. Mm-hmm. It's like a, I don't know. It's a soul thing. I don't know even know how to put it into words, but like you're pressed to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think about that.
Mama lust.
Yeah. We have you seen these new iPhones? Like if you just touch them to each other and they go, ooh, and they like glow this cool color and like share your contact information. Yeah. That's what it's like, but with your, with your soul. Mm-hmm. And I think about sometimes when your kid comes to you and hugs you, Lord willing they do, they're recharging. There's something about them that's like they need your transfer of energy, your love, your lust, your mama lust, your safety, your comfort, your assurance, whatever it is. And like they're actually physically pressing their body to you to like to get this transfer of energy. And you know, the other night we just had, I can't even talk about it right now, but we had the most horrible thing happen in our community.
It's nationwide. We all know.
It's awful. And like these are all people that, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
My kids were extremely distraught, as one can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I had to just set all the things aside. For the next like day and a half, they just kept coming up to me and they didn't need me to clarify. They just really wanted to be physically like with me. They wanted to be held by me. They wanted to be assured by me. And it was like, I don't mean this to sound dramatic, but like, damn the floors. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And you wish that things like that wouldn't need to happen. And you wish that you wouldn't have, like, in order to get perspective, you would have to, like, think about these things. But it's important that they're not wasted either. And I'm preaching to myself now, so I'll stop. But hello, you idiot.
I think that is a good reminder of when you're starting to feel that like walls closing in, another mess on the counters, you know, maybe that's your big clue to go spend a few minutes with the person that made the mess.
Yeah. Even if it's just your husband, even if you're past this stage of life. Yeah. Margin for those things. And you know, on a lighter note, like there are times when I'm so overwhelmed that I go into my room and I lay on my back on my bed and I look at my ceiling and I just sort of like think. I let myself just have 10 minutes to think, to process, to prioritize, to pray, to just sort of like, I visually just sort of picture, okay, then this thing can happen and then this. And then it's incredible what happens when you just say, okay, mind, you know what? We're spiraling. So I'm actually going to give you a few minutes to get your wires going the way that they need to go. And then we'll go attack the work. Mm-hmm. I think it's when we try to go at it, in a rage that we tend to take the ship down with us.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And I will just say, for those of you like me, I buy this stupid little planner and I write in it and that's it. Because then thoughts down. You don't think about them.
Stop swirling.
Write it down. Right. Just write it down. Don't pick up your phone because then you're checking your email. And then I cannot do a digital calendar like that. I just have to write it down. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, ladies. We're going to come back next Monday. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Yeah. This soft home idea that we're exploring this season. So thank you for being with us here today. If you have great ideas that you would like us to talk about as we kind of continue to explore this soft, not sloppy season, then you can email us, of course. But if not, we'll see you back here next Monday. And we hope you have a wonderful first week of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy. Cheers.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.